You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Gathered tonight on Tereri Erev Tisha B'Av, and it's time for us to remind ourselves where we are, what we need to achieve, what we need to attain through our crying. Al Narot Bavel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. After the Churban of the first Beit HaMikdash, we went out and we met on the river. We sat by the river, Gam Bachinu. What does the word Gam mean? We also cried. What would be wrong if it would only say Yeshavnu Ubachinu? Tchilat Abriya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We learn on the second day of creation, He created the Rakia. Vayhi mavdil b'mayim l'mayim, and there was a separation from water and water. There was water that stayed above the rakia, and water that came and stayed over here on this world. And Chazal tell us that the mayim atachtonim, the water that stayed on this world, started to cry, because we want to be also above, near the King. Anan binan lemeve kreve malka. We want to be by the King above the rakia. Why should we be so far away? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you know, there will come a time that you will come in front of the King. There will be a Beit HaMikdash. And on every karban that we will be makriv, there is a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to take salt and put it on the karban. Where does the salt come from? From water. Every Sukkot, we have to take water and pour it on the mizbeach. So we gave you pius. You want to be close to the King? We gave you the Beit HaMikdash. Every day there'll be salt. Sukkot, there'll be water itself. And you will be able to raise yourself and be a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be able to be close. But what happened when the Beit HaMikdash was nechrav? When the Beit HaMikdash burnt, Klal Yisrael came to the water and they saw that the water is crying, because now they lost their ability to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Narot Bavel Sham Yashavnu, there we sat, Gam Bachinu, we cried with the water. The water cried that they want to be back in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now that the Beit HaMikdash was nechav, their back separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we also cried together with the water. So tell us the Mefarshim Pshat. What does this teach us? It teaches us a very important lesson. What is the crying for the Beit HaMikdash about? Why do we cry for the Beit HaMikdash? Why do we cry that Mashiach should come? Somebody once came to a big tzaddik and told him he's waiting for Mashiach. And the tzaddik told him, I want you to hear these words. The Mashiach you are waiting for will never come. And the Mashiach I am waiting for, you don't want him to come. Why are we waiting for Mashiach? Is it because we are suddenly find ourselves that we can't live the way we want to live? We have our own personal problems and we think that Mashiach will solve all our problems? How did I hear from my father, Zichrei Levracha, that he told me that there was once a person, a wealthy man, who everybody gave him their investments, and somebody went and asked him back for his money. A week later, the person bankrupted. And everybody asked him, you're a Navi, you know what is going to happen, why'd you ask him for his money back? So he said, I heard him ask, and he was krechtzing, and he said, oh yeah, I need Mashiach should come. So I knew I was on the verge of trouble. If that's the Mashiach we're waiting for because we are in trouble, because we have financial problems or other problems that we have in our personal life, if that's the Mashiach we're waiting for, that's what the tzaddik told that person, that Mashiach will never come. Because that's not the Mashiach we are waiting for. We're waiting for the Mashiach that will bring us back to who? Bring us back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because here in the world that we live in Galut, we are so far from Hashem. As the water cries, Anan binan limevek reve malka. As the water cries, we want to be close to Hashem. We don't want to be separated from Him. So too, we feel so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel that the Galut has done its job on us, has furthered us more and more from being close to Hashem. And when comes the day of Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor and cry. For what reason? Because we are so far from Hashem. The halacha is that Tisha B'Av we don't wear in the morning tefillin. Why? The word tefillin is not found in the Torah. And the Rishonim want to know where the word tefillin comes from. And one of the explanations for the word tefillin is from the explanation that it means connection. As it says in the Torah, when Naphtali was born, that's an expression of connection to Hashem. Tefillin is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukshartam, we tie ourselves close. Comes Tisha B'Av in the morning, we don't put on tefillin so that we should feel that we lost our connection to Hashem. We have no connection anymore, we are so far. We are so separated from Him. And from there comes the tzakot, from there comes the b'chiyot, from there come the tears, because we want to become close again. When one cuts an onion, they shed tears. But those tears aren't true tears. We're not crying for anything. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that when you cut an onion, your eyes tear? What did He want to teach you? An onion is layers. One layer over another layer over another layer. The Rambam explains that the worlds are like shichvei abitzalim, are like the layers of an onion. One world surrounds the next world, and another world surrounds the world around it, and again, seven worlds, seven rakiim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell you, how do you cut through the worlds? How do you cut through all the hestel panim that there is in the world? How do you achieve to come close back to Hashem? He created an onion which looks like the world, as the Rambam tells us. And He shows us that when you cut through the layers, you cry, to teach you that the way to cut through the layers of hestel panim, the way to cut through the layers that block us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in Eicha, Sakota banan lach, there is a separation between me and Hashem. I have to cut through that separation. Tears are what it takes to cut through those separations. Tears of crying, why am I so far? Why am I so separated? Why am I so disconnected? How long will I stay in the galut that disconnects me? We were zoche. For those of us who were able to see Yad Hashem in the last few weeks, probably you all know to say more stories than I know, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch over me and not let me fall through in the Nisyonot of touching the Kelim Mikelim Shonim of technology. Now having the Nisayon, there's a war, let me see what's going on and let me put on, let me look a little bit on the technology of the world. Baruch Hashem, that we're able to be mitkaber on it. So you probably all could tell me a lot more than I know. But there's a very big difference of what's told and what's true. There's one story which is 100% true because it was mitparer with names. And even if you heard it, I would want to repeat it. Chazal tell us, Mechitza shel Barzel mafseket ben Yisrael lavinu shebeshamayim. An iron wall separates us from our Father in Shemayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that iron wall that separates us is called the Iron Dome. Because if we think that the Iron Dome is what's saving us, as it said on a certain paper that somebody gave me, I don't think I have it on me, that said in it, the Iron Dome is what saved our fellow Jews in Eretz Israel, that makes us farther and farther away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because no Iron Dome saves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. And we saw Yad Hashem with our own eyes. 2.5 weeks ago on Friday, in the city of Ashdod, 3 soldiers walked into a shul Friday night to daven. And after davening, they told over the following story, and I heard it from somebody, a nephew of mine, I heard it from them. Then on Friday, the Iron Dome broke down. 3 hours they worked feverishly to fix it. When they screwed in the last bolt back, the first missile started to come. Who saves us? En lanu lishaen ela lavinu shebeshamayim. If we forget that, and we think that the Iron Dome is what's saving us, technology is what's saving us, oy, how far we are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us more than that. We all know that the Iron Dome has technology that can project where the missile is going to land. And there came a missile that was projected to land in a very populated area, in a shopping center. They sent one missile against it, and it missed. A second missile against it, and it missed. And a third missile, and it missed. They put out a call for fire engines, ambulances, to go to the scene, because it was a sure hit, Rahman al-Islam. And there came a wind from Mizrach and took the missile, a wind from nowhere, and took the missile and put it into the water. The person who ran the Iron Dome never in his life put on tefillin. And he went and screamed, I saw Hashem, I saw Hashem, give me tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know that there is a Ribbono Shel'Olam on the world. And we are so far from Him. He showed us a little bit that He controls the world. He showed us His Ahava to Klal Yisrael. But He wants us to reciprocate. He wants us to sit down. Sham yashavnu gam bachinu, to cry like the water cried. To cry, we want to become close back. We want to be in the Bet HaMikdash, that we see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see that there is Hashem, we see that there is a God. Not once in a while, and not when we are in danger. Every single day we can walk into the Beit HaMikdash and see with our own eyes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. When one walks into the Beit HaMikdash, he saw clearly for his eyes, in front of his eyes, a different world. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Asara Nisim Nasu BeBeit HaMikdash. 10 Nisim were in the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash was not Teva. The Beit HaMikdash did not work under the Klalim of Teva. Every single day a person saw that it rained. Whenever it rained, and nothing happened to the Mizbeach, to the fire that was on the Mizbeach. A person saw every single day that the Ashan of the Maracha went straight up. No wind was able to move it right or left. He saw Nisim. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran the world without Teva. No Klalei Teva. Teva is the same exact word as tava. When someone drowns, in Lashon Kodesh, you say tava bayam. He drowned in the water. The tava of the world we drown in. We drown in it because we forget that there is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We live in a world that nobody ever had such a world. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents and generations before all knew that when they planted a field, if they weren't mitpalel for Geshem, it wouldn't grow. They all knew that they needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today, technology has taken us far, far, far away from Hashem. The Teva has caused us to drown and go into a world of Misa. Disconnection, you disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You disconnect from Hashem, you disconnect from Avodat Hashem. That's Teva. In Bet HaMikdash there was no Teva, there was Nes. Nes. You say in Tefillah, V'sa Nes Lekabetz Galiyotenu. What does V'sa Nes mean? A flag. Something that's high, that everybody can see. A nes is made to pick somebody up, to elevate you. When there was a Beit HaMikdash and we saw Nisim every single day, we were elevated. In Teva, we go down, we get pulled down. Gravity of the world that doesn't let us pick ourselves up. The world pulls us lower and lower and lower and more degraded and more immoral and more degraded and more immoral. It pulls us lower and lower. But the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to pick ourselves up. And He brought to the world that the world should see that there is Nisim. He brought to us that we should see clearly that Halacha biyudua Esav sone liyakov. Who are we imitating in our life? Whose fashions do we imitate? Whose way of life do we imitate in Galus? The way of Esav and Yishmael. And we see how the hate of the world is to a Jew. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that? To tell us, move away from them. They hate you. Why are you imitating them? Why are you copying them? They're ready to kill you. They're ready to jump on you. Who would believe 20 years ago that in the streets of Paris, in the streets of Germany, in the streets of England, in the streets of Belgium, in the streets of Los Angeles, there should be open demonstrations of hate and kill the Jews? 50 years, 70 years after a Holocaust. Never again will it happen, we all thought. And suddenly we see that everybody, president, secretary of state, whoever you want, Sonei Yisrael, what is that for? To teach us, turn your backs on the world, come back to me. Today was Zayin Av. On Zayin Av, Chazal tell us that Nichnasu Hagoyim Leichal. The Goyim that conquered the Beit HaMikdash and burnt it. On the seventh day of Av, they walked in and they broke into the Heichal. Timu etecha al kachecha. Why? Why were they able to break into the Heichal? You know, it says in the Heilige, Heilige Chesam Sofer, in Parshat Vayetze, the Torah Akdoshe tells us that Lavan HaRasha ran after Yaakov Avinu for 3 days. And when he came and he met Yaakov Avinu, he made with him a bris. He made with him an itkashrut. Yaakov karo lo galed. Velavan kara yigar sadusa. Yigar sadusa is not Loshen Kodesh. It's two words of Targum. The only two words of Targum in all of the Torah. Says the Heilige Chesam Sofer. This happened on Zion Av. This happened on Zion Av. On Zion Av, Yaakov Avinu made a brit with Lavan. And something of Lavan connected to him, Yigal Sadusa, two words. And that's why in generations later on that day, the Goyim were able to go into the Heichal. Dvarim Niflaim Biyotel. What does this mean to us? A Goy cannot walk into the Heichal of the Bet HaMikdash. If we didn't bring in the Goy into our Heichal, in our hearts, if there would be no connection between a Yid and a Goy, no Goy would be able to walk into the Heichal. If in Zayin Av the Goyim went into the Heichal, that means that somewhere in the past there was on that day made a connection with the Goyish world. If we want back a Beit HaMikdash, we want back a Beit HaMikdash which separates us from the world. A Beit HaMikdash, where there is a wall in the Beit HaMikdash, that till here a Goy can go, and from there and further only a Yid can go. A clear separation. But there'll come a world when we will be clearly known as the children of God. And we won't be called racists because everybody will see it clearly. Everybody will see clearly that we are the children of Hashem. We are Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. We are separated from the world. The wall will separate us. Nobody can pass that wall, only a Jew. You know when that's going to happen? When we show Hashem that we are going to separate ourselves from the world. What the Goy thinks is nice, we think it's not nice. What the Goy thinks is the way to live, we know it's the way not to live. What the Goy has introduced to the world as a way of life, Rachmana Litzlan, we will spit at it and say, no, we were not going to enter that world. We will not let that world enter us. Then we'll be zocheh to see the Beit HaMikdash, to see that glory of Melech HaMashiach, Melech biyofyo techzena enecha. The Kedushat HaMikdash, which will tell us and show us who we are, how close we are to Hashem, banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. When it comes the day of Zayin Av, and it comes the day of Tisha B'Av, and we're here to remind ourselves, there was once a Beit HaMikdash, we once lived a different world. We lived a different life, elevated. A life of Nisim, a life of Itkarvut to Hashem. A life of feeling Hashem in between us.
We are in Galut so long. And as Rabbi Yankiv Emden writes in Sidur, the greatest ness is not what happened in Israel or in Eretz Yisrael. You know the greatest ness that happened to Klal Yisrael? We are around, if the 2,000 years of Galut, nothing destroyed us. Not the Crusades, not the Inquisition, not the Holocaust, not the culture of Spain, and not the culture of Italy, and not the culture of Greece, and not the American culture, if it's called a culture. Nothing destroyed us. We're here, we're alive. Show me in the world one nation that's around for 2,000 years that was thrown from one country to the next country and still exists and didn't budge from the Emunah. That's the biggest proof of the Nitzriut of Klal Yisrael. That's the biggest proof that we are above Teva. Because Alpi Teva, of all normal statistics, being thrown from country to country, going from one country, from one continent to another continent, and still have the same Torah, still have the same Minagim, still have the same Tfilah, the same Torah, the same Talmud, and stay steadfast in our Emunah. That's the greatest ness that ever happened, and it's the greatest proof of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. And the hardest of all the generations in persecution nobody joins the enemy because they persecute me. I hate them. I can't join them. But in this culture that we live in today, the American way of life, which you don't realize is an enemy which is trying to destroy me. In this American world, which you don't realize that they are here to kill our Judaism and to kill our separation and to take us down to the lowest of the lowest, suddenly we can join our enemy and we can come close to our enemy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remind us who they are. And he's showing their true colors so that we should be able to keep that Nes Godol, that greatness of being separated. We should be able to keep that Nes and not forget that Nes. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it. The Netziv wrote a small kuntris, a small booklet called She'er Yisrael. Why is anti-Semitism on the world? I heard from my father, Zecharino Levracha, the B'nai B'rith spends millions of dollars to study why this anti-Semitism. But this small booklet explains clearly why this anti-Semitism. As long as you stay away from the guy, there's no anti-Semitism. The minute you want to break that barrier, you want to become close to him, you want to become a good friend of his, you want to enter his world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to push us back into our ghetto, into our corner, and he brings anti-Semitism to the world. Where in the world were Yidden more assimilated? Where in the world were Yidden more close to the way, living like the guy lived? Where in the world were the Jews the greatest bankers, the greatest doctors, the greatest professors? If not in the German culture, in Germany, the greatest doctors, the greatest bankers, the greatest professors were all Jews. And there, over there is Misham Tipatech Hara. From there came the Oto HaRasha Yimach Shmo V'Zichro to go and kill 6 million Jews. Why? Where did that sinah come from? From the Tkavut to the world. You'll ask everybody, if we wouldn't be different from them, oh, then we wouldn't have no problems. If we join them and live with them together, and we wouldn't be different from them, we wouldn't dress differently, and we wouldn't look differently, we wouldn't walk around with tzniut, then our friends would accept us. You know why I have trouble in public school? If Rachman al-Tzlan, I still go to public school. Because I wear a yarmulke and I wear tzitzit. You know why I have trouble in public school? Because I still go dressed, tzniut. But if I'll join them, then they'll accept me. Remember from Germany that it's not true. Because anti-Semitism comes because of HaKadosh Baruch who runs the world. Anti-Semitism is to separate us, to keep us separated. And if suddenly anti-Semitism rises in the world, if suddenly every single day, Rachman al-Itzlan, we hear another case of anti-Semitism, if we hear in the city here a molt of kakta was thrown into a woman's house, if we hear here a store was burned down, why is that? To tell you, push yourself back, take yourself back into your corner, go back to your way of life. Don't imitate the world, don't take what the world has to offer. Give them back their technology, give them back their dress, give them back their way of life, give them back their immorality, give them back their degradation. Separate yourself from them. That's what the Eibishter is talking to us, that's what the Eibishter is telling us. Let us this Tisha B'Av, and we cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're reminded what went on in Eretz Yisrael. We remember the Somim in the Almanot, young women, young children who lost their fathers. We remember the Tzarot of living in the fear of waking up night after night of Azakot. When we remember the Rishut of the world, how they showed their true colors. I'm not here to be a political analyst, but every one of you knows that under the Syrian rule, 100,000 people were killed easily. No UN, no American president, no Secretary of State, no European Union. And when 16 Arab shratim get killed, they're all here to scream. Why? It's not my problem. Why? Because Rashi tells us why. Because halacha biyudua she'esav sone liyakov, and you will not change it. It's only here for you to know that they are sone you, and leave them. Leave them alone. Don't have anything to do with them. Go back into your corner and live your beautiful life. And that's chut. If we will do what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us to do, we'll be zochet to see with our own eyes. With our own eyes. Bekarav b'yamenu. Because it can't be too much longer. The world is so low, so degraded, so immoral. It can't go further on like this. We'll be zochet to see. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megaled kvod Hashem on the world. And everybody will realize that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the world. Ra'u kalav se'aretz es yishuat elekenu. And we'll be zochet to see the Gula Asida, and be zochet to be able to go into the Beit HaMikdash and to do the Avodah of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yera, to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, be able to be mekarev ourselves. And for that we cry. And for that we cry. And for that we can't stop crying, because we can't be here anymore. It's doing so much damage to us. It's doing so much damage to us, the Galut. It's making us so far from Hashem. So we give a scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't anymore. We can't suffer anymore in such distance, in such hester panim. Let us be zochet to be able to see the gula, see the abam. Amen.
Amen.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.